Every Wednesday at this time, we talk to one of our contributors from AnchorRising.com. Andrew Morse is in studio with me today because he likes to come see me as opposed to talking on the phone. Hello, yeah, Andrew.
It's not the same over the phone. You've got to do it in person here.
How are you, brother?
All right. Good. So, Matt, would it surprise you if I told you that once again that Rhode Island is on the bottom of a list of important economic indicators?
Would it surprise me?
The Bureau of Economic Analysis, just yesterday, they released their statistics on the gross state product, which is basically all the stuff produced by each state there.
We have anything produced there?
Well, we're ranking, it's 46th about there, depending upon whether you count D.C. is a state or not. Now, sometimes people accuse us of presenting this stuff at www.anchorrising.com, saying, you know, we're piling on Rhode Island, we're just picking on the negative here.
It just is.
But it's true, and what's important here is this is an important Rorschach test that people have to come onto the website, look at the data, and they have to tell us what they think. That either, is Rhode Island always at the bottom of this list because, hey, we're Rhode Island, we're always going to be last? Yeah. Or do people really think that there's something in this state that's broken and that needs to be fixed?
What do you think? What are you hearing from like the guys who come on and comment?
Well, what's interesting is Professor Leonard Lodaro of the University of Rhode Island, I heard him speak at the OCG forum about a month ago there, and he said that he thought that one of the big problems with Rhode Island was that its people had an endogenous attitude towards its problems there, which means that they fall into that first camp. They think that just, hey, there's nothing that can be done about it,
we have low expectations of ourselves, and therefore they're met.
And it's I think you refer to that sometimes as perhaps being a symptom of the putrid Rhode Island gene.
We have a putrid Rhode Island gene, which is a gene that forms an opinion that we have a general opinion that things are just good enough.
Yes.
I think that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, and the people think that, we're in Rhode Island, and because it's cold or because it's small or something here, that we're always going to have to pay for more to get less. I don't think that's true. I think the stuff can be fixed, and people got to start talking about it, assess the problems, and go fix them.
Captain Optimism. That's negative. That's an optimistic point of view. This is why you guys do what you do at Anchor Rising.
And that's why I put the information out there.
Because you think it can be fixed.
It can, yeah.
I, on the other hand, am losing hope day by day.
Stay with us, Matt. We need you. The light side needs you.
I'll still bitch and moan, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to change. All right, Andrew, thank you. AnchorRising.com is the website. Check them out. It's a great, great website. You can comment and leave your opinions and drop bombs. It's all kinds of fun.